Well, apparently there's a lot of people having a beef about the beef over in Europe. The thing is, it's not beef at all. It's horse meat being passed off as beef. Now, that hasn't happened over here in the United States yet, but if I were you, I'd watch out for those Philly cheesesteaks, if you know what I mean.
Hello, I'm Mr. Red.
It's What's for Dinner.
Jimmy Buffett on 101.9, King FM, Cheyenne's Real Rock Variety. I'm Terry Landreth. Well, is there a difference in rock and country? I mean, can we get along here? That's a question for Tom Petty, who pretty much blasted today's country music in an article in Rolling Stone magazine, basically calling it crap. Now, earlier today, I got a chance to talk to Justin Moore, who's a country artist. Got a chance to talk to him earlier on our sister station, 106.3 Cowboy Country, about his brand new album. And then we touched base a little bit about Tom's comments. There was an article in Rolling Stone magazine that Tom Petty apparently described today's country music as, and forgive me for saying, bad rock with fiddles. What's your response to that?
My response would be, and I'm a huge Tom Petty fan, but my response would be, I don't know why he's talking about country music in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's bad music in rock. There's bad music in, I mean, rock sucks right now.
Right.
I mean, there's bad music in rock. There's bad music in country, but there's also good in both. And there always has been.
Yeah.
I mean, my advice to him would be keep his nose out of our business. And I'm a huge Tom Petty fan, but.
Ooh, but I guess that's Justin's nice way of saying, hey, Tom, don't come around here no more. Oh, you're still a guy, true and true, that's for sure. Brad Paisley on 106.3 Cowboy Country. I'm Terry Landreth. Well, I just don't have the heart to go back home and face the laundry, but it looks like today I'm going to have to do it.
Because our laundry came back round.
So we have Doug Randall in the house. Now, you and I both live on the south side of town. That means it's laundry day. Hey, that's something to look forward to.
Well, and the reason we say that is tomorrow you may have some funny colored water coming out of your faucets in South Cheyenne. The reason for that is the BOPU will be using a new water main. It's going to stir up some sediment.
So it's the BOPU?
Board of Public Utilities.
Oh, okay. I thought the PU stood for PU. Oh, my God. So, yeah, you got to wash your laundry today. Otherwise, it's going to be dingy and dirty. And,
yeah,
of course, with my laundry, you could never tell the difference. They recorded their latest album without Malcolm Young, sad to say. AC/DC on 101.9, King FM, Cheyenne's Real Rock Variety. I'm Terry Lander. Things were rocking just moments ago in downtown Cheyenne at Depot Plaza for the very last pancake breakfast of the year. Hats off to the Kiwanis Club and to Cheyenne Frontier Days. I mean, it was a dilly. And boy, Coop and I just got back. Not only are our bellies full, but our registration box is uber full because you all came down and you signed up for a shot to not only see Joan Jett in action tonight as she opens up for Kid Rock, but a pair of meet and greet passes to meet her, and her wonderful management set you up with her catalog of music. So that's going to be a beautiful thing. So I drew the winner, at least I'm hoping. Maybe it's you. You never know. If your phone rings, you better answer because I'm calling the winner right now. Let's see if this person's there.
Hello.
Hi, is this April?
It is.
Hey, April, it's Terry from 101.9 King FM. How are you?
I just saw you. Good. How are you?
Yes, you did just see us at the pancake breakfast. Well, that's why I'm calling, because I just wanted to see if you got enough pancakes.
Oh, yeah.
And you got enough ham and syrup and all that
stuff?
Yeah. All right.
I think I'm going to crash around 2.
Uh-huh. Well, do you think you'll be a little awake a little later on tonight?
Yeah.
Well, I hope so, because you just scored yourself a pair of tickets to see Joan Jett in concert and a pair of meet and greet tickets to meet her in person. And we also have her catalog of music that she's going to slide to you as well.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that a beautiful thing?
I am so excited.
Woo!
I'm so excited.
Awesome.
Thank
April, listen, you hang on the line and I'll tell you how to get the goods. What station just scored your way into not only seeing but meeting Joan Jett?
101.9 King.
Woohoo! You go, girl!